Hey, this is Lindsay Ambrose with Life Recipes and Meditations. Thank you for tuning in. Life Recipe 116, Creating Time for the Sacred. We enter into the season of Advent, the four Sundays leading up to Christmas. For many of us, this time becomes a bit muddled. Muddled because we lose focus on the sacred, on what's most important. This happens because culturally, this time has got caught up in a lot of things, materialistic, and we may lose our focus on the sacred, which is surprising because what this whole time is about is preparing for that sacred, preparing for Christmas, which is that awakening of light and love within each of us, knowing that that Christ self, that Jesus Christ embodied and was a way shower of living, choosing to see the divine in self and in others and be that love by example, moment by moment, choice by choice. So now in this season, the start of Advent, we can focus on different attributes within Advent. Week one being that of hope and faith. Week two being peace. Week three being love. And week four being joy. In order for us to bring forth these attributes, to live them and be them, we have to have that sacred focus. And what I mean by that is being aware of the moments that fill our day. Are we creating sacred moments? If we're bringing everything into everything, we enjoy nothing. And what that means is if we can't be with our kids when we're with our kids, enjoy and be in our bodies when we're exercising our bodies, being with our food and enjoying and letting it nourish us. If we're muddling all these things together by bringing in worries and fears into this and bringing this and that into something else, there's no sacred, there's no meaning. So this life recipe today helps us return to what is sacred, bringing it into the moments of our day so that we can go to bed at night feeling that peace, bringing forth that love into our moments of our day because we are fully present and we created that sacred space within ourselves, in our family life, to create more meaning, to create more love and create more meaningful moments. The first question we need to ask is, what is sacred for us? Now, sacred is hard to define because I believe it's something that is felt. It's a warmth, a light, a love, almost like a refuge that we feel. And for each of us, what is sacred may be a little different. For someone, it may be one's work is sacred. It is what brings them enjoyment and fulfillment and helps them feel alive. And so they need to create space, sacred space, to be able to do their work, to put their all into it and bring it into the world. For others, what's most sacred is that time to connect within, to spirit, to meditate, to pray, to be one with the allness that is all and everywhere. It may be our family life. And for most, while I say these things individually, they all are sacred to many of us. And that the tricky thing is creating space for all of it, to create the sacred in the everyday and to create that meaning in all these different areas, because we often feel fulfilled when we create that wholeness that only comes from that, you know, that different levels of experience across different areas: our work, our family, our relationships, our well-being, our health. it all contributes to our overall well-being. And so having sacred focus is being intentional about the time we have and being fully present with it when we are in it. And as we do that, we can move on and be in the next area of our life with that fullness and with that wholeness and with that love. So bring awareness to what is sacred for you. What is important? What brings meaning and joy and that deeper level of fulfillment? Who do you need to be with? Who do you need to spend time with? What do you need to be doing? So you have to remember what is within you that gives you that strength. And as you bring awareness to it, you can be intentional about creating that sacred time, creating space for what is sacred, for what brings forth that warmth, that mystery, that light, that love, what gives you that refuge into the wholeness that you are. It's within you, and so you need to know how to tap in and be intentional about it. So have a sacred. So the second thing is to have a sacred practice, right? To know what it is that helps you feel that warmth, and then to make time for it, to bring it into your life, to prioritize it into your day, because our life will be full, our days will be full, but you want to make it full with things that are meaningful for you. And that means saying no to some things, knowing that it means you're saying yes to something more important. So create time for that sacred, those sacred things. I love what Harriet Tubman says. She says, "Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and change the world." That quote is meaningful for me because we have to remember that something outside of us isn't going to tell us what will bring that sacred love, that dream, that ability for us to be ourselves. It comes from within. The energy within us is what created us into who we are, our experiences, our struggles, our triumphs. It's all within, you know, it's the energy, all that we have experienced make up who we are today. That's what we are. The makeup of our experiences, our choices, our moments, our relationships, that's what we are. And so we get to take a moment to reflect on what it is that we have showed up with as thus far. How are we showing up, and what experiences have we created to make who we are? And if we're happy with them, let's keep leaning in and bringing more, expanding and bringing more of that forward. Or maybe it's making some shifts. Maybe if we notice we're filling our time and our moments with things that are not energizing us, that's not growing us and helping us feel greater fulfillment and joy, so we may have to make different choices. So the second step is to make time for the sacred, to know what it is that enlivens you, that warms you, that helps you bring forth those attributes within that we know and we talk about in Advent: peace, joy, hope, faith, love. It's within you, and how can you draw it forth better? How can you awaken it within you? And the third piece is to have a sacred practice, meaning do what you need to do to show up in alignment, to create that warmth so that when others are around you, they feel it, to be responsible for the way we're showing up, the energy we're bringing. So your sacred practice may be taking time to write. It may be taking time in meditation. It may be reading a book, opening devotionals or a Bible, anything that helps you tap into that sacred part of you, that helps you feel alive and open and feel that warmth. So with that, let's take some time in the stillness, in meditation, in side, you will be able to open to that sacredness that you are and call forth those attributes that we learn about in Advent as we prepare our bodies, our spirits, to be who we are made to be those attributes of love, hope, faith, peace, and joy. So let us take a moment now in meditation. So I invite you to calm, rest your body wherever you may be. Find that feeling of rest, of peace by resting your feet, grounding yourself into the earth, the floor, wherever you may be. Resting your hands on your lap, opening your palms, resting your shoulders, relaxing your neck, your jaw, letting your eyes soften. Just begin to notice the crown of your head, notice an energy emanating, noticing your mind, allowing that spaciousness as you bring your awareness. And once you've relaxed your body in this way, begin to bring awareness to your breath by taking a couple big deep breaths in. May notice how your body feels. May notice any tension that you feel, any weariness or worries that may be coming up. You bring them up and allow them to be, and then just allow them to pass through you, returning to that presence, knowing this is right where you're meant to be, right here in this moment. Breathe into that sacred space of breath, of life emanating through you. You taking time in the stillness is helping you return to source, returning to that presence and power within you to bring forth those divine attributes, to show up as your higher self. Let us call them forth now. I have faith. I am faith. I have hope. I am hope. I have peace. I am at peace. Peace begins with me. I am love. I choose love. Love begins with me. I am joy. I choose joy. Joy begins with me. I invite you now to call forth whatever attribute that you need for yourself today. Call it forth. Think of a centering phrase that you can take with you throughout your day so that in moments of struggle or challenge or triggered, you can pause and return to that centering phrase, to return to this peace, to return to the sacred. I invite you now to take that word, that attribute from within and let it fill you. Affirm it as you take it into your day, to your moments, to create more sacred time, sacred space, sacred holiness, knowing that the relationships, the people, the experiences are just that. They are spirit, they are love, they are peace, they are hope, they are joy. Breathe into that warmth, that light, the sacred space within you that you're bringing forth as you begin to open your eyes. wiggle your fingers and your toes, roll your shoulders, and just say thanks. The one prayer you can always give to change your energy, to shift back to that sacred within you by saying thanks, extending gratitude for all that is, and calling forth so you can be what you need to be. And with that, I extend that love, peace, hope, and joy to you, into your day, into your experiences. And I thank you for taking this sacred time to connect to spirit and call it forth. And so it is. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to Life Recipes and Meditations. If you enjoyed listening, please consider subscribing to the feed, sharing it with a friend, or even supporting the podcast so we can keep the content coming. Here's to you and your wholeness, harmony, and love today and every day.